News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Federal agencies and the DMV, where hope goes to die. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
You is, if you are elected, you would be Massachusetts' first female senator.
I would be.
Would you be Massachusetts' first Native American senator?
I would be their first senator, so far as I know, who has Native American heritage.
I take the threat very seriously. I take the fact that he develops weapons of mass destruction very seriously.
She was testifying before the House Committee on Benghazi. Take a listen.
There was nothing marked classified on my emails, either sent or received.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show today on a Tuesday. Got Uncle Milty here.
Hello.
Hi there. And boy, how do you feel about politicians lying? That's a loaded question.
It makes me think they're liars.
That is a very loaded question. Lies throughout time. Very, very interesting. I do want to talk about that. Welcome to the show, katedalyradio.com. Glad you're here. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450 is the call-in number. And you're welcome to call in on this. How do you feel about the lies? And how do you feel, you know, I know that Biden's out there lying up a storm. We've got Bernie doing his fair share of don't look at my past, you know, don't bring up a sound clip.
Uh-huh.
It's like the art of the sound clip caught up to them and they haven't realized it yet. For some reason, but being bubbleized in Washington, they have not realized about the lying going on and that people have clips that can clearly contradict what they're saying, yet they are oblivious to it somehow. Why is that? How is that? How is that even possible? Don't they know that there are sound clips? Don't they know that you can dig those up?
They don't care.
Yeah. Biden saying he was top of the class. No, he wasn't. He was near the bottom. I mean, all these little lies can catch up with you. I remember I did a whole show on Alexandria Cortez, and Alexandria basically lied about her getting this huge award in science. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. She didn't get an award in science. In fact, several huge, huge departments, MIT, lied for her, even said she did. She didn't. Out and out lies. I've got all the documentation. So how do you all feel about that? Do you trust anything they say? Do you trust anything anyone says anymore? When they know there are sound bites and they know and for some reason, they just keep saying it because they know it'll stick somehow to those, I guess, that don't want to look it up or listen to the other side. Maybe. I don't know. We have a lot to talk about in today's show. And also in the next hour, I want to talk about student loans, some new proposals for student loans. And it isn't the Elizabeth Warren style of student loan where the government just absorbs it and everybody gets off scot-free. But let's talk about a little bit about what they're saying should happen. I think it's worthy of a discussion for sure. And it happened during some of these events that have just happened. So a lot of people weren't paying attention. We'll talk about that. And I do want to talk about some things with health, what a biology course is teaching about abortion. Also, a guy took dog meds. I'm not joking. He took a dog medication and what happened to him and his cancer. Kind of interesting on that front, too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I just want to just make a quick point on your comment or your sound bites. I thought they were really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the point of this whole thing that you did was the fact that Trump is now the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And the credibility of Congress is at, like, all-time lows.
Right.
I really don't think the American people have any faith in the government. They don't have any faith in our politicians.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either.
And those are kind of, it's kind of evidence of Trump being elected.
Mm-hmm.
And then the discredibility, the credibility of Congress is what? I think last time it was around 10%.
It was lower than a gnat on a cockroach's behind. So I don't know how you can get lower, but yeah, it's
so
pretty low.
I just wanted to kind of throw those out to you. So.
Thank you. Appreciate that. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. You're told one thing, another thing happens. You're told that they are all against the border, yet I have clips on all of them talking about the border and the need for the border. I mean, mm-hmm. is there a point, do Americans give sort of a, well, you changed your mind? Or are they taking it as an out-and-out lie? Which is it?
No, I think Americans have decided that you can change your mind every 5 minutes. It's much nicer than calling it a lie.
That's true. They just change their mind. Because if you're on one issue, I guess, if you're on an issue and this is what it is for you, and then years later you change your mind, I guess that's one thing. And I guess everybody is perfectly capable of doing that, right?
Yep.
I had different views about the government 10 years ago than I do now. But if you're lying and continue to lie about the past, about your past, mm-hmm. that's an out-and-out lie.
Right.
If you're lying about something that you just endorsed a year ago, I mean, I'm not quite sure where the changed your mind ends and begins and where the it's an out and out lie now to get elected. You're just saying it. It's just lip service.
I think it's if you say it twice, you're a liar.
Say it twice. I'm going to count then. So a couple of things. Roger Stone is asking for an unredacted Mueller report. So that he can go to trial and know what's in it, so that he can counter what's in that, because he is swept up into that.
Mm-hmm.
And should he have the right to see the unredacted Mueller report, since that's going to be used against him, sounds like. I would imagine the judge has yet to decide on this, but I would imagine that you would have to understand and know, per the Constitution, the charges against you.
As soon as the judge decides, mm-hmm. Roger Stone will no longer be under indictment.
Mm.
Because if they can't give him the document mm-hmm. that shows who's testifying against yep. him, who's claiming he committed this crime or crimes, where the evidence is, all of these things have to be disclosed in a criminal right. trial. It's called discovery.
Yeah.
And the prosecutor has to disclose these things. If they can't or won't disclose them, the case is dismissed. Yeah. Period. End of story. Which mm-hmm. explains why, all along, Stone's mm-hmm. been such an obnoxious character, thumbing his nose at him, because he knew all along they could never prove this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And now the question goes back to all of you, 888-673-1450. Not on that so much, because we'll wait for what's going to come out of this. But yes, he has every right to know all charges against him, all evidence used against him. I mean, this is a no-brainer. So we'll have to see how that turns out. But do you believe any speeches anymore? I would really love to know where you stand on that. When you go to hear a politician speak, do you believe everything that's said in the speech? Do you?
Huh? What? Believe?
Yeah.
No, I don't yeah. think so.
Okay. Because there's a lot of people clapping at every turn. And so there seems to be quite a few people out there that continue to believe when obviously it's kind of like my right. You know, I say my right because I'm on the right, right? Mm-hmm. I'm very conservative. But it seems as though the right uses a couple of issues to get elected, yet they don't ever do anything about it. And then on the left, you have promises they're making with your money that tend to expand government too. Same with the right too, but also on the left. And so when they decry what they're decrying, does anyone believe them anymore?
I think people do believe, and here's what I think. I think mm-hmm. if I'm a congressman mm-hmm. and I say, you know, I'm for doing X,
mm-hmm.
but X never gets done, I can say, well, I did my best. The rest of Congress said no to X.
Right.
And that's what they do. And they rotate who's at fault all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So you really can never just pin it on any one person and say, well, you lied. No, I didn't lie. I really tried.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, I had to go along.
Yeah.
Because of this, 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 and this. That's how they cover their lies. But they're lying. They know when they say it, they're lying.
Yeah. And stretching the truth. Are you looking at that still as a lie?
No, stretching the truth is a lie.
Exactly. But we call it stretching the truth. Why?
Because it sounds nicer.
It sounds nicer than
saying,
you're a liar.
You're a stretcher, not a liar.
No, it's the truth. Do you feel like they're always trying to hustle you? Do you feel like you've met an honest politician? Do you feel like you've met somebody that's really telling you the truth? And do they turn when they get into office? Did they start out where you felt like they were honest and they turned? But did you end up voting for them again because they said, well, we can't let the other side in. So vote for me again, even though you knew that they hadn't been honest about what they said in their speeches. Are speeches so lofty now that there's no way they could ever do what they're saying they could do?
That's a biggie.
That's a biggie. Sanders and every time they're speaking, every time I hear a lot of politicians on the right and the left, all I'm hearing is lies, and I'm going, this is ridiculous. And, is anyone paying attention to this?
And they get loftier all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cover everybody in the world with health insurance.
Yes, we're going to pander to you and your household income, and that's what we're going to pander to for your vote. And can they ever be effective with so many lies in their past? You know, I can't imagine an America that would want a Biden, because you're getting that whole administration over again that was so corrupt. Why in the world, after so many lies have been told, why in the world would you even give him 2 seconds of time? I don't know. Elizabeth Warren lying about so many things, plus her native native history as an Indian. So do you take anything she says seriously, any of these people? And so what do we do then? What do you do? Well, I would say that it's not, we can't really look to leadership of in this context and say that they are going to do anything of value, because they won't. It's all about just getting the power. It's never about returning that value to the people. And so we just have to work on ourselves. It's really the bottom line. But I just wanted to know how you felt about their speeches and the lying, and why aren't we doing more about it? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Don't miss out on the
lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me. We're talking about all the lies. I was listening to Biden and Sanders, and it's so interesting, the lies told in all of these speeches. And we'll talk about all that's at stake right now, not just that other party that drives me crazy, but I mean on both sides of the aisle, because what we're told and what happens, the lies, and whose fault is it? And so is it a lie when it takes multiple people to do something, yet one person tries, the other people don't, and then does that mean somebody's lying? Maybe not necessarily if there's more than one person involved in getting something done, because you can say, well, they didn't do their part and that's why it's not done. But I would love to get your take on this and how you feel about this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi
there.
I just wanted to leave you with a funny saying.
Okay.
This is from a radio producer.
Okay.
They never can say anything. They handle the board.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then they're brilliant. And this guy said, it's only funny when it's somebody else's money. I thought you would enjoy that.
Yes.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah. Somebody else's money. Yeah.
So do you think it's a lie when a politician says, say, there's 54,000 bridges in the United States that are dangerous and need repair?
I see roads and bridges and everything worked on every 5 seconds in America. You can't go on a single road without it having heavy construction because they're working on it. And I think a lot of our tax dollars are already going to this. Why did we just pass a $2 billion infrastructure this year? Why? I where is all the money going? And so if they're saying it's so dangerous, yeah, I don't believe that, because I actually believe that we are in a constant state of fixing particular roads, and it never ends. Do you remember driving on a long freeway or a road that hasn't been under construction?
Never. Not in years.
Never.
Not in years.
We're consistently doing it. So,
but
yeah,
when they make a statement that 54,000 mm-hmm. bridges in the United States yeah. are in need of repair.
Mm-hmm.
If I really believe that, I wouldn't drive across the bridge.
Exactly. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, you remember when you were in elementary school, you had class president elections?
Yes.
What did they promise?
Free candy?
Free candy? Yeah.
More recess.
Soda in the drinking fountain.
More recess.
Ice cream in the classroom. You know, no test. Yes. Blah, blah, blah. Did you believe them?
Yes, in elementary school I did, and then I got more. Yeah, then I got mature and understood how the world works. Yes, I did actually believe him back then. Sure.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I didn't.
So, I was going to say, well, it's changed, but something, you know, for me, I never, you know, it was fun.
You didn't believe it?
You were not going to get soda in your drinking fountain.
Right. Okay, now right. Now give me a little credit. In high school, I didn't believe it, and in middle school. But in elementary, yeah, I had every faith. Are you kidding? I believed in a lot of things.
I'll give you credit to junior high.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. Thank you. Up to the eighth grade. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, he's right. And it always has been this way.
Yeah.
You give people something, tell them what they want to hear, get elected. And if you lie about your past, that's okay. And if you just lie, I guess that's okay now. Like I've said many times on this show, think about the fact. Just step back and think about the fact that we have fact checkers on both sides of the aisle giving you the 2-hour-long dissertation when somebody speaks, like the president. That's kind of amazing that they do that. They didn't always do that. It's kind of amazing. But anyway.
You know, you could prove that a politician's lying.
Yeah.
By faking a poll.
Ah.
And saying this poll says that 74% of your constituents
yeah.
want this. And then he'll start promising that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tell him the poll was actually a lie.
Sure.
Why were you promising that?
Yes. Yes, it's so true. And it happens. And like I'm saying, you have to give credit where credit's due. It happens on both sides. All the time. We're not free from it. And that's my point, too, is that I am not, I'm not just, you know, I want to play this clip for you. This was Biden. He had to drop out of the race for plagiarism. Let me play this for you. Here we go.
There is one less candidate in the race for the presidency tonight. Delaware Senator Joseph Biden dropped out of the hunt today, saying the disclosures about his plagiarism in law school and his exaggerations about his academic record made it impossible for him to continue.
Exaggerations are lies. See, that's my point, is we continuously give him different words. Here you go.
I do it with incredible reluctance, and it makes me angry.
Why is he angry?
I'm angry with myself. For having been put myself in the position of having to make this choice.
I'm sorry. Wow. Instead of just saying I lied?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
The Delaware Democrat is the second candidate to be forced from the race by questions of character and integrity.
So I had to make a choice. I had to do this. He didn't seem repentant for for lying about his plagiarism and his past records. It was more than an exaggeration. It was actually a lie, but go ahead.
Why doesn't it matter in this election?
Yeah.
If it mattered in 1988 that he
then
plagiarized, why doesn't it still matter?
Mm-hmm. Because they're going after the youth vote for socialism, that's why, and they don't remember. And you know how many years until it's water under the bridge for a lot of these people?
But all college students know what plagiarism is.
Mm-hmm.
So Maybe it's because they all commit plagiarism.
That could be it. That could be it.
So they don't care.
Right. Yeah. And so so Trump has been accused of these things, too. And so we'd be remiss if we didn't mention this, too. Right. Trump's been accused of this. How do you feel? Now, it's funny because I see him accused of racism, which he isn't. He actually had a black girlfriend. The whole racism thing is kind of funny to me because I don't even know on what they actually calculate that. And so he's accused of a lot of things, and he made promises before the campaign. He said he was going to build a border wall. We don't have a border wall. Was he lying?
No, he wasn't lying. He just can't get Congress to do it.
Right. So when he tried to go above their head to do it, then everybody squealed, right? Because you got to follow the Constitution too. So is Congress's role, if they're not doing it, is it his lie, or is it he can say, "Well, I'm trying here, but Congress won't do it."
Yeah. I mean, if you listen to him before the election and he said, "I'm going to build this wall."
Mm-hmm.
You know in your mind, well, he alone can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't think, he's going to get the wall built
by
because
himself.
He's going to do it by himself. I knew he had to get Congress to approve the money.
Right.
So he didn't lie. He just couldn't get Congress to approve the money.
Okay. When he said he was going to reform education, he hasn't. He put in Betsy. So, so nothing's been done about education. Was that a lie?
Yeah.
Yeah. 888-673-1450. Now the infrastructure, he said he was going to do the infrastructure. They're doing it. That is something that a lot of people wanted. I don't know why, because our tax dollars are already going to this state to state. But for some reason, this was somehow okayed through. So kind of interesting. 888-673-1450. So did he lie about his tax returns? No, he just didn't put them up. I personally could care less about his tax returns. People are likening the tax return issue to the birth certificate issue for Obama. The birth certificate issue for Obama was that he was never eligible to be president. The tax return issue, I think, is interesting because Congress isn't saying they need to do the same. Senators aren't, they're not doing the same, but they want the president to do it. When the president's life has actually been in glaring spotlight, bankruptcies and all, for 35 years. But for some reason, this seems to be, they want to liken it to Obama's issue. It isn't. He just didn't want to go there. And I don't actually think it had a lot to do with him as president, the tax return. Although I do feel in Obama's case, being eligible to be president is a big deal.
Yes.
Yes. And forging a document is a very big deal.
Yes.
And so that to me is a little different, on a different kind of plane than the tax return thing. But what I find interesting are those that are pointing the most fingers probably are the ones that also need to ante up their tax returns to explain why they're making gazillions of dollars on their very, on the salary under $200,000 a year.
Yeah. I'm kind of shocked now that there's a movement going to where they're trying, and states are passing legislation that now says that you can't be on the state ballot unless you submit your income tax returns. So there's states that are now saying Trump can't be on the ballot in 2020 in their state unless he produces his income tax returns.
That's an interesting development. Hmm.
And they're trying to make it in all 50 states.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I don't think that's right. I actually think that that's a separate issue from him being president. But that's just me. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
The lying is just so frustrating.
I
think the only answers we can do is educate our friends and family and our kids. And especially on their limited roles, like what their roles should actually be. Then, most of the flying wouldn't even matter because it's not in their role.
That's true.
As far as Trump goes, I don't think he's a liar. Yeah, he's not done. There's still time to mm-hmm. reform education and build the wall. I'm not saying it's going to get done,
right.
but there's still time. So,
mm-hmm. okay, fair enough. And I do think a lot of the promises he made were also hinging on Congress. And so that does have something to do with it. And I think even his fiercest opponent would have to recognize that if we don't want a king, we have to recognize the branches of government and understand that Congress has got to do some of these things. And they lied about their role in not doing it and in doing it. So when they had the power, they did nothing. So,
and a lot of it, you know, is their campaign, their managers behind them telling Trump, you know, go all out, say you're going to build the wall, bottom line. To get elected, and then I think he did it honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he wasn't quite educated enough in how tough it was going to be because
Possibly.
He had people lying to him too.
Possibly, yeah. Who he surrounds himself with too. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Yeah, thanks.
You know, there's legislation in 17 states about this tax return.
You're
issue.
Kidding me.
And it's already passed in 4, California, Hawaii, Illinois, and Washington State.
So why aren't the other politicians' feet held to the fire on this?
Well, this is only about Trump, that's why.
Okay.
This is only about Trump. But it to me, it just doesn't...
You know what? It's a non-issue to me because do we have Romney's tax returns? Yes. Is he a globalist who is constantly at the beckoning of a certain group? Yes. So in the real heart of things, does it actually matter whether you have the tax returns or not?
No.
So, you know, we don't have the tax returns for Pelosi and Schumer and Biden, all these other people. So what in the world? It is kind of a double standard.
And they lie, because in a talking head the other day, they were discussing this, and he said, this is very important to the American people.
Is it?
But a recent poll said only 11% of the people give a rat's behind about his tax returns.
I don't care. I want to see what he does. I want to see what he's promising versus what he does. I could care less. I really could, because it was in glaring spotlight for years and years and years. We already know what's on it. Anyway, be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. You can weigh in on this. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. We're live right now. And you know, the big question is, do you expect a politician to lie? There was a report I was reading, and it was all about the fact that is the one vocation, if you want to call it that, the one vocation where you're almost expected to lie. It's not like other vocations. That was odd to me. I thought, now that's a problem for the American people to claim, because the fact that we allow it is pretty amazing. But do you expect them to lie? Do you expect them to exaggerate? Do you expect them to make up lies about their opponent? And will there, you know, does it say more about who we are that we accept it, that it's accepted practice? That your politician, who's supposed to represent your liberty and your freedom, there's just constant lying going on.
It's about us.
Yeah? Okay. I think it's about us, too. It's about what we're willing to accept and what we're willing to put up with. And for some reason, somewhere along the line, we were willing to put up with the nonsense because what? We didn't want to invest ourselves into it. We didn't want to have to just, we just wanted to just not have to worry about what was going on in Washington. What?
Well, when they all lie, mm-hmm. what can you do about it? There's no way you can vote for the non-liar because they're all
liars.
Can we
check a box, please? In fact, there's so many lies told now about their past, and now we have created candidates. Talk about the biggest lie ever is a created candidate answering a casting call. You are devoid of anything sincere, of anything
That's
truthful
right.
whatsoever, is because they're an actor taking a part mm-hmm. and being told what to say by a group. And we have come to accept this. Do you know when that video came out about Alexandria, it wasn't like people with pitchforks were down there going, what do you mean you answered a casting call? What do you mean you weren't sincere? They didn't care. Her district simply just did nothing. Would your district care if they found out that you, your congressman was a product of a casting call? I would hope that you'd be a little upset by that. And so, talking about lies, you know, is it okay to hear exaggerations? I don't know. I don't know if that's okay. When we say we want to get out of, and you have politicians espousing to get out of the student loan business, there was proposals made that the student loan now would not really have as much, like not really going in the total direction of less government, but changing policies and how they do things, right? To maybe lessen it up a little, but not take it out. Why aren't we taking out our involvement in student loans, government involvement in student loans, when it changed in Obama's term in 2010?
Yeah. Student loans should be just like any other loan. Mm-hmm. You should have to qualify for it.
Yeah. Not just be
either
18.
By yourself or with cosigners.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. You should. Yeah. That's, right. That's how it had to be before.
That's right.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I think, I mean, this is just me thinking, mm-hmm. but I think politicians on every side think that the American people have the memory of the length of a goldfish, which is about 3 seconds, and a lot of the votes that they're chasing, that most people were either too young to remember something stupid they said or why they dropped out of a race, or they simply just weren't even born yet.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're actually right. They're relying on the fact that we won't remember, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
you.
You know,
if you look back when Hillary and Trump were debating and stuff like that, one thing kept sticking out to me that she kept saying after every comment she made, and go fact check it on my website. You know, yeah, you're fact checking it
on
your
website.
Narrative to what you are trying to accomplish.
Exactly. Exactly right. Thank you for that. Yes.
Yep.
Right. Yep. And she, yeah, 100%. She's out and out lied on tape. She out and out lied about her servers. She lied during Benghazi. We have lies on record, and nobody, it doesn't seem like the majority of Americans seem to care. I'm
and the
majority.
Fact checkers are liars too.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely biased in their opinion of the lie, whether it was an exaggeration or a lie. And so I don't want to be promised things that that people can't deliver either. Now, I do know, and like you said, you were pretty aware that the border had to have Congress, you know, since the states aren't going to step up and do their job that they could do. Now we've become so reliant on Congress. Do you think the majority or the minority in the audience, when he was saying the border, thought that it needed Congress?
Well, if you convince yourself that something someone tells you is true, is it because they're lying or because you just wanted to misinterpret it for yourself?
So the belief to just believe and feel good, right? I want to feel good, so I don't want to have to ask myself or even go any farther on that. I just want to think a wall's going up because he said so, not because I actually know down in the heart of hearts that Congress has to be a part of this in America.
Well,
since
he's
states
the executive.
Won't.
He's not the king.
Right.
So if you believed everything he said literally, then he'd have to be a king to do all those things.
Right, right.
And he's not.
No. No, he's not. And I'm really not trying to go easy on him. I know people will probably accuse me of that. You know, you're going so easy. We are still in the term, like the caller said, and I'm well aware of that. We're still in the term. Yeah. Now, Obama's out of his term, so I can look back and say, out of those 8 years, what did he lie? Well, he lied about a lot of things. He lied about a lot and did a lot with those lies. And so did Bush. So did Bush.
Yep.
Now that Bush's term is over, you know, Bush lied about the weapons. Was it because he was told something? Did he know? Well, that's up to him and God. But I'm going to go with, I think he would probably have known that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and that we had long before decided to go into Iraq before 9/11. So there's lots of things that come out later. Now, when a lie is revealed later, do we care? Is there a retraction? Does the retraction even matter at this point?
Well, I care, but most people figure, well, there's nothing we can do about it now.
Yeah. That's true. It was interesting. Do you guys remember the Finicum case, Lavoie Finicum being murdered?
Yes.
When the media came out on all the same day and decided the narrative of that case, and they decided that the FBI did nothing and it was all Lavoie's fault and he was reaching for a gun and that somehow he deserved to be shot in the back, okay? And at the time, we didn't even know it was in the back. And all of America had pretty much decided on that case and decided that he deserved it and that the feds did nothing wrong. But in light of that case, now we are several years out, and the evidence has come back that said that the FBI officer was actually shooting at his car while he was driving.
Yep.
And that's why he pulled over, and of course, he was being shot at. That evidence didn't come to light back then, but if you ask every American, does that matter now? It should. But I don't think it does, sadly. Because we don't like to go back in time and readdress. We don't like to have those conversations. Why is that? That's crucial information that would have turned the media and the government's narrative on its head. That the FBI was first shooting at him with no warrant and no probable cause to do that, actually. Because there was no warrant for him. He had every right to be driving on that highway. And so they didn't want to admit it. And it had to come out in court years later. So in light of that, when information comes out on Elizabeth Warren later, Biden later, Biden, it was in time to throw him off the course in 88. And now the things he'll be caught for 5 years from now would have happened during his term as vice president. Will it matter then? And are these people that keep coming back and wanting to be in office more and more and more, as the lies accumulate, because that's what they do, do the American people finally say enough's enough? We're tired of hearing the lies? Do you think they ever would?
I don't see it happening.
You don't think so?
It hasn't happened yet.
That's true. And how many lies have to come out? A lot of people use the escape route for Elizabeth Warren as she just didn't know.
No, nonsense. She
knew that Biden just he was just exaggerating. You know, Biden, you know, creepy. He's just exaggerating. And they slide it off to these things. But when do you take when do you say, is it the intentional deceit factor? Because that's what a lie is, right? Intentional deceit. And how many of those does a politician have before the people just say no? Even if the media supports them, because the media loves to support liars, too.
One.
888-673-1450. What do you think? Does it matter? Should it matter? Of course it should. Does it? Does it matter to the American people? We're going to be hearing a lot of speeches over the next year. And I know you and I both want to hit a bottle of Excedrin and pound it hard and try and be in a coma during this next year. Trust me. I get it. But are you going to listen to anybody?
I think we look at it like it's advertising. We're lied to
like
all
marketing?
The time in advertising, too.
Like good marketing?
Yeah. It's advertisements.
Yeah. So you know.
You know it's not all true.
Okay. Well, less and less people go because of the lying marathons. I mean, do you think less and less people? I don't invest my time in ever going to hear a speech anymore. I don't even remember the last speech I listened to because I just wouldn't. I wouldn't care. But it seems like a lot of Americans are still showing up for it.
You know, it seems like that, but look at the voting record of the American people.
Yeah.
It's not really very good.
Yeah.
It's not like a whole lot of people are vested in voting.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So do they really care? I mean, maybe they don't vote because they figure it's all lies anyway.
Maybe. And will you see the numbers go down, except for the illegal immigrants who are going to be voting? Will you see the number of citizens voting go down? We certainly don't have a lot of citizens voting.
No.
And, you know, they don't talk about that as much as they probably should, but they really don't. And is that the reason? Have we just become so deflated with, you know, just...
Our vote doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Sadly, I think that's very, very true. On the student loan thing, I just wanted to mention, so I didn't mention this before we were talking about it, but some of the reforms that they're proposing, Ivanka's on this, right? I don't really like her. I think she's very liberal. But some of the things they're proposing are more scrutiny on who gets the loans. Mm-hmm. If a college is involved in scamming people into degrees, that they shouldn't be getting loans. The government should not be backing these anyway. But I don't think that's going away now. Obama put that in 2010. I don't think it's going anywhere. So, and then things changed back in 65, too, to make that even happen. But the same token, they want to see more outcome. They want to see more jobs. They want to see the universities make sure that the kids are getting out with an ability to pay. That's too much government intrusion for me. Mm-hmm. I'd have to say no at that. And just telling you, this all went through during the New Zealand shooting and some of the things that have been going on. So it hasn't really gotten a lot of press attention. But I'm not loving the reforms.
Well, I don't.
But I don't know what you're going to do unless you can. They should be taking government out. But now that government's entrenched into it, I'm not quite sure how they're going to do that.
Well, and that's a common
theme. The banks don't want the loans.
Mm-hmm. Government gets involved where they have no business, mm-hmm. and then in order to fix that, they're just going to reform it.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Government has no business guaranteeing loans, giving mm-hmm. loans. It's not their money to loan. Yep. It's not a bank.
And don't you remember when people just used to work their way through school? Do you remember the good old days when people worked their way through school and it was actually hard and you lived in a tiny apartment and you,
worked in a bakery all night and took classes all day?
I made $2 an hour plus tips. I'm not joking. I was scrubbing booths with a toothbrush at the restaurant I worked at.
Well, I made $3 an hour baking.
So we know, okay, not like Biden, who's been a government tool for most of his life. No, when he says he's a working man, we've actually worked. And I'm telling you that we scrimped and saved through college.
Well,
you ate top ramen.
There weren't even student loans when I went to college. There was no such thing.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. By the way, Sanders wants Disney, the profits from Avengers, to pay the salaries of the workers. Yeah,
don't
I know
they?
That, but quite not enough for him. So Bernie would like, that movie Avengers, they're just making too much money for him. And he doesn't want to see people do a movie and then profit from that. So he would like them to just voluntarily give over their cash to the workers.
But isn't making a movie and profiting from it kind of like writing a book and profiting from it? Isn't that the same
well,
thing?
Well, yes, but don't mention that because that would make him a liar. So, or at least, you know,
a huge hypocrite.
A huge hypocrite, yes. And it's ridiculous. When people signed on for those jobs, they were just grateful to be working on a movie, quite mm-hmm. frankly. And they were also mm-hmm. Agreed to the salary they got. So, but Bernie would like Disney to step up and do that now, which is very interesting to me and very wrong, actually, after the fact. Had it not been a hit, you know, he wouldn't be saying anything about Disney. But anyway, yeah, Bernie, why don't you hand over your money? Why don't you go give it to those workers? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.